Health benefit exchanges are designed as internet-based marketplaces where small employers and individuals can compare and purchase health insurance plans. The Department of Vermont Health Access had applied for the Level 2 grant at the end of June. Deputy Commissioner for the Health Benefits Exchange, Lindsay Tucker, explains that federal funding for the exchanges is three-tiered.
There is a planning grant. This year we are operating under what's called a Level 1 establishment grant, which is moving from the phase of planning into designing, and we are currently operating under an $18 million establishment grant. The Level 2 establishment grant really allows us to move forward from the planning and the design into implementing the exchange development, with now a $104 million grant.
The $104 million will be used to create the information technology, website, and call center development and operations that Tucker says will allow the state to run the exchange.
This funding is critical. We could not set up the exchange without the support of the federal government. This funding will allow us to hire additional staff, bring in additional consultant resources who are experts in helping us do this, and largely will help us develop the IT systems to facilitate the critical functions of the exchange.
Vermont Medical Society Executive Vice President Paul Harrington says the new grant should get the state to the point where people can sign up for the exchanges.
The grant is key to the success of Vermont's health reform efforts to get all Vermonters covered with health insurance beginning in 2014. So the federal grant will give the state funds to basically create this forum whereby people can purchase health insurance, compare premiums, and most importantly, get the subsidies that would be available if the premiums are beyond certain percentages of their income. So I can't understate the importance of the grant. It'll be a key component of Vermont's successful health care reform efforts.
Vermont's efforts to create a single-payer health care system is occurring simultaneously with the work to comply with the Federal Affordable Care Act creation of health care exchanges. Lindsay Tucker says the exchange is a springboard to the single-payer system.
The work that we are doing to set up the exchange will be the platform for single-payer when we are able to get a waiver from the Affordable Care Act in 2017. The IT systems that we are building, the call center that we are building, these will still be operational moving forward to assist Vermonters in the single-payer plan, and we are collaborating very closely with other agencies across our state government who are working on overall health care reform.
The Green Mountain Care Board is working on a separate and parallel track to craft Vermont's single-payer health care reforms. Board member Con Hogan.
The exchange is a very important part of both what I call our short-term and then our longer-term goals and efforts. The exchange is a place where citizens can get apples-to-apples comparisons of, up to this point, very complicated plans offered by several carriers. And it's also a pretty highly technical job to do. So the grants, it's a very important part of our longer-term process. Having the exchange, and if we can make the numbers work, and that's always a very key consideration, having that exchange is the one place where healthcare can move toward more of a single-payer system that the governor envisions.
The exchange must be running by 2014, and Vermont plans to begin open enrollment in the exchange on October 1st, 2013. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.